research and practice, Barnes and Conti has discovered that increasing business profitability and effectiveness often comes down to people. We will share with you our methodology for improving business processes and tapping into your internal resources.
There are many different ways to influence people to take action that will help you to achieve a result that's important to you.
That was the voice of Kim Barnes, CEO of Barnes & Conti Associates. In this podcast, Kim discusses terms and tactics for utilizing SUGGEST, one of the four expressive influence behaviors. Later in the podcast, you'll learn how to find more information and job aids for exercising influence.
Influence can be described as the ability to affect other people's thinking and action. It's related to power. Power is a set of resources you can draw on in order to influence another person. That power source may be knowledge, moral authority, control of resources, relationship or kinship, rank or role, or many others, depending on the circumstances, the culture, or other factors. There are many different ways to influence people to take action that will help you to achieve a result that's important to you. In our workshops, we emphasize the difference between influence, which is open and respectful of other people, and manipulation, which is hidden and often focuses on outcomes that are not in the other person's interest. Expressive behaviors are the way we send messages to other people about what we think, want, need, believe, hope, dream, or are willing to do. There are four tactics within the expressive group. They are tell, sell, negotiate, and enlist. Tell behaviors communicate the action you'd like the other to take. You can tell by making a suggestion or by expressing your needs. Listen to some examples.
I have a proposal.
Here's an idea.
What if we were to...
Suggest is one of the most frequently used influence behaviors, yet suggestions often fall on deaf ears. The key to successful suggesting is to focus your suggestion on a problem or issue that the other person is currently experiencing. Your suggestion will be influential to the degree that it offers a useful approach for resolving a problem or meeting a need the other person is having. Frame your suggestion in a way that makes sense to the other person. Use language that's familiar to him or her. Avoid, for example, using engineering jargon with someone in sales or finance. Secondly, make sure your suggestion doesn't contain a poison pill, anything that the other person might perceive as harmful to his or her interests. Third, keep your suggestion brief and to the point. The other person may lose interest if the idea is expressed in a complex or convoluted way. Begin with a summary of the idea. You can provide more details if the other shows an interest. Fourth, timing can be important to the success of a suggestion. You may want to wait to make a suggestion until the other person has experienced more problems or greater inconvenience. This way, your suggestion will meet the other's need for a solution. The first time the system breaks down, the other may not be open to your suggestion for replacing it, but the fifth time could offer you a golden opportunity. On the other hand, you may wish to move forward with an influence attempt based on the urgency of the matter or in order to prepare the other person to resist other ideas. If the other's response is a counterproposal or an argument, you'll probably need to switch to another behavior if you wish to influence rather than debate. Listen to these examples and then try some of your own.
Here's an idea. Let's offer the customer a chance to co-brand and run a demonstration at a trade show in their industry.
I recommend that we do a thorough review of the pros and cons of outsourcing.
We could provide everyone on the team with the technology to test the concept themselves and then report back.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. To find more information about influence, go to barnesconti.com. There you will find information on our Exercising Influence book, workshop, and application.